Marco Lacasio, Origin Royalties, how's it going?
Very good, Andy. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on board. You just had a major transaction that happened about, I want to say, about 12 weeks ago. Correct me if I'm wrong on the
timing. April 21st was the announcement.
Okay, and it's coming to a head, or it's coming to the goal line tomorrow. So what can you comment about that and talk about that, and congratulations to you?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. So on April 21st, we announced a plan of arrangement proposal with Triple Flag Precious Metals, whereby they're going to acquire the issued and outstanding shares of Origin Royalties. The consideration for that transaction was a total of $2 per share Canadian, consisting of $1.63 Canadian in a combination of cash and Triple Flag shares, and 37 cents Canadian worth of a spin company, which will contain all of the assets that were within Origin, except for the royalty on the expanded Silicon project in Nevada. So effectively, Triple Flag is acquiring the Silicon royalty, and everything else is going out into the spin company, which will also be called Origin Royalties. As you mentioned, we're at the final stages here of closing that transaction, so we're expecting to close tomorrow. Shareholders will see the consideration from Triple Flag reflected in their accounts later this week, and the spin company will begin trading on Friday, July 11th, with the same ticker on the TSXV, OGN, and again the same name, Origin Royalties. So it's been a lot of work and a really exciting period to get to this point, and we're very glad that it's been a great outcome for our shareholders, and also really excited about moving forward with the spin company and doing it again.
Sure. Well, if you would, work out the spin company for me. What exactly does that look like and mean, if you would, if people want to buy you or if are interested in the work?
Yeah, absolutely. So when the spin company comes trading, it'll have a market cap. We'll see where it settles out in the market, but something in the range of $80 to $90 million Canadian. We'll have about 15, potentially a little bit more, $15 million of cash on the balance sheet, no debt, and everything else that's within Origin except for Silicon is coming over. So that's 28 royalty assets. It's 7 active option agreements, 5 properties that we have available for sale, and 4 exploration alliances. So small company, but a lot of pieces in it, and a number of things that we're pretty excited about.
So a little bit of feedback, you're going to have $15 million in the bank for a royalty company. That's a lot of money that you have in the bank. I'm assuming you're looking to buy more royalties and grow with that, or what's the plan, if you would, because you're sitting on a lot of cash?
Yeah, so our strategy, we call it organic royalty generation, which means we're primarily trying to create new royalties through the exploration business that we operate. It's the prospect generator model that people at this conference will be familiar with. We have a slightly different take on it, where we're primarily interested in generating royalties on these exploration assets. So we have teams of geologists in sort of Western North America, offices in Vancouver, in Reno, and in Hermosillo, Mexico. They go out into the field, identify new properties with the potential for an economic mineral deposit. We stake those properties and then bring in partners to test them and hope for a discovery. And we always retain the royalty as our primary upside when we do those transactions. So that's the bread and butter of what Origin does. Of the 28 royalties within our portfolio, only 4 of them were acquired, so we've generated the rest of them internally through this exploration business, and that'll continue to be the focus for what we do. In addition to that, we do selectively look for opportunities to acquire royalties. We have acquired 4 royalties in the last couple of years, and we'll continue to look for ways to put our balance sheet to work on a combination of exploration stage opportunities and royalty opportunities.
So how is Triple Flag involved with the new kind of company, the spinoff? Are they involved at all, or a comment about that, or are they fully involved, or are they a partner, or what?
Yeah, so in addition to acquiring the Silicon royalty, they're going to have 2 involvements in the spin company. They're putting a $10 million investment into the spin company, so they'll be an 11.5% shareholder. And then in addition to that, we are doing an exploration alliance with them where we're looking for silicon analog deposits in Utah. And this is one of the four exploration alliances that I mentioned. In each of these cases, we're again utilizing our team to identify new opportunities, but in this case, the funding is coming from Triple Flag. So they're gonna pay for our team's time, they're gonna pay for any staking costs involved with properties that we identify, and then we're gonna jointly share the proceeds from transactions that come out of those properties that we stake, including any royalty assets that are generated. We'll
support
those.
So you're really acting independently, but it's a really big strategic partner, strategic investor now in the new spin company.
We think it's a great vote of confidence for the model that we have. You know, they're obviously a much larger company than we are. They're very active in acquiring royalties out in the marketplace, but I think they see the value in what we do in creating new royalties. As I think most people know, the silicon royalty that we just sold to them came out of the exploration business. We staked that property, we partnered it with AngloGold Ashanti, and you know, we're realizing $343 million of value just on that royalty as part of this transaction. And so they're the buyer, they see that you know, that process can create a lot of value, and they're interested in having a toehold in that, even if, you know, they're probably not going to get involved in doing that business directly. So we see it as a partnership, something that augments what they already do and at a much larger scale in their business.
Excellent. Okay, and so let's take a big step back here.
Yep.
With people that don't know you, have never heard of you, and are not familiar with the royalty business, give us a 30,000 foot view.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, royalties are a fantastic way to get exposure to a commodity, you know, gold in most cases, but there are other royalties out there as well, without taking on all the risks that are involved in a mining project. So it's become a very popular model for investment, and we're a small player in that industry. There are obviously much larger companies with tens of billions of dollars in market capitalization, but for our part, we create new royalties, as I've mentioned, and give our investors exposure to a number of different exploration stage opportunities. Most of our royalties are in precious metals, primarily gold, but we do have copper exposure within the company as well. And Origin was formed back in 2020 as the merger of two prospect generators, but each of those companies has a history going back 15 plus years. So there's quite a lot of history within the company focused on the identification and staking of exploration properties and the creation of royalties through transactions with partners. So when we think of Origin, we think of creating new royalties, we think of maintaining a really tight capital structure and giving our investors exposure to discovery without incurring dilution along the way. And I think that's a real differentiator for our business.
Yeah, no, I'd agree with Moore, which is very typical, I guess, of most, not all, but most royalty companies. It's it's not a risk list, but it's a less risky way to participate in really commodities, the bull market in gold, silver, but also base metals or even critical minerals, metals. But hey, Marco, people want to learn more about Origin. How do they do that? Where do they go about the new spin-off company? What's going to be the ticker symbol, and where are you going to be trading?
Absolutely. So our website, originroyalties.com, is a great place to start. We have a corporate presentation with all the details on the spin company and what you're going to find there. We'll also be issuing a number of press releases in the coming weeks on the back of closing the transaction and really highlighting what we have going on in the spin company. We're really excited about the opportunities within that portfolio and the number of irons we've got going in the fire at the moment. So we'll be banging the drum as much as possible to get people up to speed on what's happening with the spin company. The ticker is OGN on the TSXV. With the previous company, we also had the OTC listing. We're still in the process of sorting out getting that listing reestablished, so that'll take a little bit longer, but we do intend to have the OTC listing back on sooner rather than later as well. And we're always available to chat with shareholders or potential shareholders, so anyone that's interested should feel free to reach out, and happy to have a conversation.
Excellent, Marco. I'll put everything that you said just now in the show notes below on the YouTube channel as well as the Apple and Spotify channels. Thank you so much.
Pleasure. Thank you, Andy.
Take care.